And grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I'd like to go to another section of from John chapter 10. We heard one of the first portions of that chapter in the gospel reading this morning, but a little later, Jesus continues on this theme of shepherd and sheep. And in chapter 10, verses 27 through 30, he spoke these words. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. And here ends this text. Shepherd and sheep. Rather interesting relationship. And as Angela mentioned cattle briefly, sheep are so different. And just the way that they are treated by the ones who oversee them is quite different. And there's been a lot of neat documentaries over the years, and not even religious, spiritual documentaries, but just documentaries on the Middle East, especially the area of Israel, Palestine. And one of those that I was watching always fascinated me as a rancher, because I know the confusion if you have cattle that get mixed up, and they have the brands, you know which ones are yours, but it's a nightmare trying to separate them. And sometimes in blizzards and those kind of things, cattle get mixed up in different pastures. And in my childhood, I can remember the challenge of separating them out. And so it fascinated me watching this documentary, and it's open range in the area of Palestine. And you have several shepherds who have their flocks of sheep, and they all come to the water hole at the same time. Maybe it's a big spring, a pond that's out there in the open range country. And suddenly you have all these sheep that are intermixed together. And from my rancher point of view, it's like, this is going to be a mess. They're going to be there for days trying to separate them. But in the documentary, it was like poetry. The shepherd was ready to go, and he walks a little bit of a distance from the mass and chaos of all these sheep that are intermixed together, and he just gives out his call. And suddenly, his sheep just come walking out of all that chaos, and there goes the shepherd with his flock over the hill. You know, Jesus says, when he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. Lindy and I appreciate many of you were asking how our trip was, and it was a family trip. It was every day we were different family, aunts, uncles, cousins, and we just decided it's time to go see these folks and not wait for funerals and weddings. And it was just a lovely setting. It was a lovely time shared together. But one of the high points for me was to go back to my Vicarage Church, which the building has moved 10 miles from where it used to be. But to see one of my elders, just a great mentor to me when I began in the ministry, Robert Hansen. He's in his late 80s now in a nursing home. Didn't know I was coming, didn't know Lindy would be with me. And we go to the nursing home, and I look in his room, and he's sound asleep. I thought, I came a long way, so I'm going to wake Robert up today. And so I went over and just kind of lightly tapped on his shoulder, and I said, Robert, it's Greg. And right away, Robert turns over, and he's just half asleep, can't see me yet, and he says, I know that voice. And I tell you, that just tugged at my heart. That after all these years, that was 83, that my elder still knew my voice. And the biggest smile came on his face. And sharp right away, is Lindy here with you too? And then he woke up and we had a lovely visit. But that's the under shepherd and the sheep. And so it's one of my favorite relationship themes in Scripture. as Jesus describes his relationship with you and me. My sheep listen to my voice. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. And you know, the wonderful thing about our shepherd, Jesus Christ, who is the very Son of God himself, his voice is always 100% the voice of truth. Truth and Jesus as his person are one and the same. In fact, what did Jesus say later in the Gospel of John? He said, "I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except by me." And so in that word with the article the Lord is saying, I am exclusively these things. You're not going to find truth anywhere else. You're not going to find salvation anywhere else. There's not another way to glory. I am exclusively, Jesus says, the way. And his voice is truth, which is 100% accurate and true and absolute, no matter what the world would try to deceive us into thinking today. And it's amazing as we think about our Lord's voice in light of the voices that are out there and very loud in the world today. There's many deceptive voices. I know some in this room have been hurt financially, hit financially by scams. People on the phone talking to them, "Hey, Grandma, this is so-and-so." And they're very manipulative with their voice. And they lead, especially the elderly, into this deception, and they scam them for who knows how much money. It goes on all the time. But there's even a more tragic scam and manipulation out there that is prominent in the world. One is that salvation is through what you do. Every other religion apart from Christianity, every follower of whatever they're following apart from Christ, they are unified. Doesn't matter what the title is of whatever organization they're a part of, whether it be Buddhism, Islam, Jehovah's Witness, Mormonism, you can go right down the list. They are unified in God is angry with me and I've got to do something to save myself. Boy, that's a real subtle deception that the majority of the world bites into and trusts in. Of course, there's that voice out there that says security is in finances. If you got plenty of money, your life is secure. And there's many that go on that drive, hearing that voice and following that voice. And we got to be careful with ourselves, living in a very prosperous culture, that we do not stumble into that path, because it doesn't lead to security. It's a deception. Or how about self-worth? You know, in our culture today, hey, you're really an awesome person if you're successful by worldly standards. If not, well, not so much. And we wonder why people are jumping out of tall buildings, why people are so depressed, why people are contemplating suicide. It's because they have no self-worth. Why? Because they followed the deceptions, the voices that have deceived them into this belief. And of course, it's interesting, the impersonators. Jesus warns us about the impersonators. Matthew 7:15, watch out for false prophets. Wow, false prophets. Prophet's good, false is bad. And you mix those two together, it's quite a deception, isn't it? Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. And isn't it awesome that the Lord warns us of this? He exposes the false prophets. And how do we know them? Because we have the absolute truth in Jesus Christ and in his word that he preserves for us, the Holy Bible. It is inerrant, despite what most of Christianity says about even the Bible today. It is trustworthy. And everything, every voice we hear must be weighed against this truth to determine, is this truth or not? Is this a voice I can trust or not? Many quote from Scripture, but they do it out of context, and they totally manipulate the truth. And it shouldn't shock us because Jesus warns us. Isn't it interesting when Jesus was on trial, Pilate, in a very sarcastic way, looked at Jesus and said, "What is truth?" Basically, Pilate was saying, "You idiot, there is no such thing as absolute truth." Well, it even gets stronger in our culture today because that's the bold statement at our universities for the most part. There is no absolute truth. The voice that you should listen to is the voice within you, and whatever you think is right and proper and moral and truthful to you, then that is truth and follow it. And we see the majority of our culture in the world following that voice. And it's leading them to nowhere else but destruction. And Satan, he just steps back and he smiles, the biggest grin on his face. Says, "This isn't even a battle anymore. I've got him." Why? Because they refuse, and dare I say at times we refuse, to listen to the voice. And what does that voice say? "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life." I don't know about you, but that's a voice I want to listen to. That voice gets my attention. That voice is very comforting. And that voice paid a huge price. Did you hear it in the gospel reading today? Well, I can't remember if this part was included, but Jesus, what did he say? But "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life." For who? For the sheep. That's how much our shepherd loves us. He literally lays down, he's literally laid down his life for you and me. Why? Because his desire, not only for you and me, but for all people of all time, his desire is that we would be saved. And it's only through him. He is the way. Isn't that awesome? And it's not a voice that is hard to hear. We are blessed to have the Word in our language. We can open the Bible and the voice of our Lord speaks to us ongoing. And by the way, His voice does go out to the world. It should be going out to the world through you and me as we share this good news. And the good news is that Jesus voluntarily did this. Pilate, as we discussed through Holy Week, Good Friday, Pilate thought he was in control. And yet Jesus, long before the time with Pilate, had already revealed in the Good Shepherd chapter, John chapter 10, he said, "No one takes my life from me. I lay it down only to take it up again. I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again." Jesus is totally in control all the way to the cross, even to the time that he chooses to die. And that's key. Nobody killed him. He chose to die. Why? For you and me and all people. So that we would be blessed not to have that red mark on our back, Angela, I appreciated that in your slide. But what mark do we have? We have the mark of the cross. Through our baptism, God has marked you and me. He has branded us, if you will, in a way that doesn't hurt us, to claim us as His own. Our full name, I love that. There's only one of you, there's only one of me, and God, this voice, has called us into faith. And Jesus, He says of His sheep, "I know them, and they follow me." We're going to do a little exercise here. It'll be true to Scripture. I want you to put your name in for them and for they. So let's try this. I know Greg. Say your name. I know Greg. And Greg follows me. See the intimacy in that relationship? Wherever we are, in all circumstances, whether we're driving down the highway and we'd be tempted into road rage, whether we're sitting before a meal at home, or whether we're here in worship together as we are this morning, in all circumstances, wherever we are in this intimate relationship. The shepherd is always with us, not only by our side, he's within us. He's fully aware of our condition. He knows all of our joys as well as our deepest pain. It is a beautiful faith journey. And the good news is he's never going to lead us astray. He's never going to forsake us. There's never going to be a time Jesus said, I've had enough of you, I'm out of here. But he continues in his love to reach out to us, even when we are so unlovable. And you know what we have in that? That the world, I think this is probably foundational to what everybody's looking for today. Might be a thing to consider when you try to witness to someone. Security. Do you think many people feel secure today? Oh my gosh, global warming. Where's the security in that? Or I'm the aviation guy and space guy, and I hear about these asteroids, huge. One of them could hit the Earth someday and just obliterate life as we know it. Boy, where's the security in that? We can go right on down the list. But when we have Jesus in our presence, the living way, truth, and life, who died for us and who lives for us, we have not just elements of security, we have absolute security. There is no one or nothing that can rip us away from our Lord. Did you hear it? I give them eternal life, they shall never perish. And then I love this. No one will snatch them out of my hand. Think about that. When maybe you're having one of those worst of days. Or maybe when you're feeling the most insecure. It's like, wow, the Almighty God and the person of Jesus Christ who loved me so much that He died for me and death could not hold Him. He rose again. He's opened the gates to heaven to me. And He is telling me that no one can snatch me out of His hand. That, dear friends, is security. In closing, we have a couple kitties. Didn't have time to get them on the screen this morning, but Snuggles is 14, has diabetes almost for 6 years now, and Fritzy is 11, and you wouldn't know we had kitties. If you ever came to our house, you would not see them. Even our grandchildren never get to see them unless we go and find them wherever they're hiding away and bring them out against their will. But when Lindy and I are there alone, they are the most loving animals I've ever been around in my entire life. When Lindy and I, like, we travel, because they're not out. When we get home, it's like, we don't know who's coming in the door. But we have this little saying, and it's consistent, and we say it every time we come home. And this is what we will say to them. Is there a kitty in the house? And that's how we say it, with that kind of inflection. It's always the same word. Is there a kitty in the house? And you know what? Within 5 minutes, they are all over us. Why? Because they know they're loved. They feel secure. And you know what? I just see the joy in their little lives. And how do you think that makes us feel? Just filled with joy that these creatures would love and trust us that much. But that's only a human being and a couple kitties. This morning we're talking about the shepherd. And we are his sheep. In Jesus' name, amen.